Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We are continuing to share with you on the subject of the results, the blessings when you walk in the way of the Lord. We've talked about straight is the gate, straight is the way that is going to lead to life. It is the narrow way of the Word. Jesus is the way. You need to put God's Word first place in your life. You need to put that Word first place in everything you do. Start thinking, what does the Word say about my situation? If you don't know, then you need to get in the Word of God. You need to start studying the Bible, not just reading it once in a while. Spend time studying the Bible and subject after subject so you get the Word of God in your life. Well, we're talking about the results of being in the way of the Lord, and we saw several principles from the Word of God that are brought forth. Genesis 24, when they were in the way of the Lord, walking in His ways, they were led to the right place, their way was prospered, and they were brought to the place that God prepared for them. That's exactly what God will do for every one of us. In Exodus 33, we saw that when they were in the way of the Lord, walking in His Word, it said that I might know Thee and find grace in His sight. We will know the Lord and we will find the grace of God when we walk in the ways of the Lord. Many people say, I want to know the Lord. Well, start finding out His ways as you study the Word and start being a hearer and a doer of the Word. As you walk in the ways of the Lord and you are doing it step by step, day after day in your life, God reveals Himself to you, and you will begin to know Him. In Deuteronomy 5:33, we saw the scripture where if we walk in the ways of the Lord, we'll live, we'll have the life of God. That's the abundant life that God has for us. Furthermore, He said that it would be well with us. Things will go well with you in your life, and you will prolong your days. You're going to have long life. In Deuteronomy 28, we saw that if we'll hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord our God, observe and keep all of His commandments, that all these blessings would come upon us. When you're walking in the ways of God, God's going to bless you. You're going to be blessed coming in, blessed going out. He's going to cause you to be the head, not the tail, above and not beneath. He's going to bless all the work of your hands. He's going to open up His good treasury to you. He's going to command that blessing upon your storehouse. The Bible says He will establish you a holy people. He'll bless everything that you put your hand to if you walk in His ways. Joshua 1:8, we saw the scripture where if you keep the word in your mouth, you meditate on it, and you observe to do it, you'll make your way prosperous, and you'll have good success. Failure comes from the devil. Success comes from God. God wants you to be successful. As you do the word, you will see God in the situations that you're in as you do His word, and He will bless you, and you'll have good success dealing wisely in all the affairs of your life. 1 Samuel 18:14, we saw the scripture where the Lord was with him. Why? Because he was wise in all his ways. He ordered his life after the word. He was wise. We need wisdom so that we walk in line with God's ways. Then the Lord will be with us. He will manifest himself and bring forth his blessing and leading and guiding in our life. If we walk in God's ways, we will not depart from him. In fact, 1 Kings 3, the Bible says that we will have lengthen of days. If we walk in the ways of the Lord, we will actually lengthen our days. Not just have long life, but we will increase the days of our life. 2 Chronicles 17:6, as he walked in the ways of the Lord, his heart was lifted up in the ways of God, and he had all these blessings, it was riches and abundance, and all the negative things were being taken out. He was eliminating them. 2 Chronicles 34, they were walking in the ways of David, right in the sight of the Lord, seeking after God, and what happened? They purged the land, they repaired the house, and they took away all the abominations and made all that were present to serve the Lord. This is what's going to happen in your life if you walk in the ways of the Lord and do what is right in His sight and seek after God. God's going to work in your life, and He's going to purge everything that's not of Him out of you. He's going to do a wonderful repair job on you. He's going to restore you. He's going to heal you physically, mentally, emotionally. And as you work faithfully and you take away all these abominations, He'll bring you to the place of serving the Lord and walking in His ways and being fruitful in your life. 2 Chronicles 27:6, He became mighty because He prepared His ways before the Lord. Jotham became mighty. Every one of us, we want to be strong. We want to be mighty for the Lord. And why was it? Because He prepared His ways before the Lord. You've got to prepare your ways. And if you prepare your ways, then you are going to walk uprightly before Him. In Job 22:28, the Bible says, "Thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways." You decree a thing because you're going to speak forth the word of God. You're going to declare the decrees that God has put forth in His word, and they're going to be established unto you. The light is going to shine upon your ways. That's because you have decided that you are going to walk the narrow way of the Lord. Psalms 1:1, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." That's what God wants to do in your life. In verse 6 it says, "For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish." If we walk in the way of the ungodly, it's going to bring destruction. We will perish. But God knows the way of the righteous. He is aware of what we're doing. He takes notice of your way. And if you will learn to walk in the ways of the Word, delighting in the law of the Lord, meditating in it continually, not walking in the counsel of the ungodly, not in the way of sinners or in the scornful, instead, you're going to walk in the way of the Word, and you're going to be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. You're going to bring forth your fruit in its season. Your leaf isn't going to wither. There's not going to be any withering in your life. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. What a tremendous promise when you walk in the ways of the Lord. Psalms 37:34. "Wait on the Lord and keep his way." Now, when we talk about waiting, we're not sitting, meaning wait like we sit around and do nothing. Waiting is an act of waiting. It kind of talks about hope in a way. It's kind of like hope, waiting for the hope of the Lord. Wait on the Lord. When you wait on the Lord, you're going to be actively walking in him. You're going to be doing what he says, and you're going to be expecting. This is an expectant waiting, having hope in our heart, in our mind, and faith in our heart, with an expectancy, waiting on the Lord and keep his way. What's he going to do? "He shall exalt thee to inherit the land." You know, God's the one that's going to exalt you. You try to exalt yourself, you're going to go nowhere. You humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, he's going to exalt you in due time. If you'll expectantly wait on the Lord and keep his way, God will exalt you. And you will possess your inheritance. That's another one of the promises of God. In Psalms 81:13-14, he says, "Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and that Israel had walked in my ways." Boy, that's the same thing God thinks about towards us if we're not walking his ways. He says, "Oh, if you just hearken unto me and walk in my ways." Then verse 14, he says, "I should soon have subdued their enemies and turned my hand against their adversaries." Do you want God on your side against your enemies? He will subdue your enemies. He will turn his hand against your adversaries. He'll be an adversary to your adversaries. But what's going to allow this to happen? Because you hearken unto his voice and you walk in his ways consistently, step by step, day after day. Don't be like the Israelites that would rebel. They would harden their heart. They wouldn't obey the Lord. And they wouldn't do what he told them to do. They wouldn't walk in his ways. And the enemies just triumphed over them. Are the enemies triumphing over you in areas of your life? You need God's power to work for you, and his power will come on the scene, subduing your enemies, and he will be an adversary to your adversaries if you'll hearken unto him and walk in his ways. Psalms 84:5, "Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the ways of them." When you got the ways of the Lord in your heart and you're walking in them, you are going to have strength. Blessed the man whose strength is in thee. You're going to have strength from the Lord because of the fact that His Word is going to be working mightily in you. When you have the Word in you, that's going to cause you to be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. In Psalms 91, verse 1, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I'll say of the Lord, He's my refuge, my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler. In verse 5 it says, you shall not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day. 1,000 will fall at thy side, because you're going to be in warfare, and 10,000 at thy right hand. You're going to smite the enemy, you see. And he goes on and says, it won't come nigh you. In verse 9, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. You got to make the Lord your habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For He shall give His angel charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. You see, if you'll walk in the secret place of the Most High, that's in the presence of God, abiding in the Word. And you're speaking what His Word says. You're declaring who He is to you. He's your refuge. He's your fortress. He's the one you trust. He's your deliverer. You aren't going to be afraid. You take dominion over the enemy. They're falling at your side, at your right hand. You have made the Lord your habitation. And because of that, you're not going to have evil befall on you. You're not going to have plagues and sickness and disease coming your way. Why? Because the angels will have charge over you, and they are keeping you in all your ways. You see, when our ways please the Lord, then God's going to cause those enemies to be at peace even with us. Hallelujah. In Psalms 101, verse 6, mine eyes shall be upon the faithful of the land, that they may dwell with me. He that walketh in a perfect way, he shall serve me. God is looking for those who will be faithful. His eyes are upon the faithful. The faithful are those who are consistent hearers and doers of the Word. And what's going to happen? You're going to dwell with Him. You're going to be in fellowship with Him. He that walks in a perfect way, he shall serve me. You know, God's going to bring you to the place of serving Him and fulfilling the call of God, the will of God for your life. In Psalms 119:1, blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. When you walk in the ways of God and you're undefiled, He is going to bless you exceedingly. Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thine understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. What a tremendous promise. When you trust in the Lord and don't lean to your own understanding, but in all thy ways you acknowledge Him, God has promised to direct your paths. Get in the ways of the Lord. Walk in His Word. And watch these blessings come forth in your life. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As you have received the Word today, be sure to apply it in your life by doing it. I invite you to visit Jesus is Lord Outreach Center for our weekly services Sunday at 10 and 6:30 and Wednesday at 7. The church is located at 23 Morse Road near High Street in North Columbus. For more information, call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.